So there was a little period there when we were gone. When we came back in 1968, we got involved again in campus politics. And some, like I said, there was something going on. And Susan and I were sitting around talking about it. And she said, you know, SDS is really the only group on campus that's doing anything about it. It must have had something to do with the war. And she said, you know, if we really want to feel like we're involved in what's going on campus, we probably ought to go to SDS. And quite honestly, I can remember being a little uptight about that, because SDS had this reputation for being very heavy. And
well, this was after 60, after the...
this was after the convention.
Yes.
Yeah. And I didn't know anything about SDS here. And I was a little nervous about doing that, but we went anyway. And we found out that, in fact, Madison SDS was an independent chapter. It was one of the biggest chapters in the country. It wasn't affiliated with one of the two national SDS factions.
Yeah, there's an article about that in the Cardinal.
And the and the two SDS factions were always sending people to Madison to try and convince the group to affiliate with one or the other. But Madison always was independent and always made sure to call itself Madison SDS instead of just the SDS chapter on campus, because it probably didn't make any difference to 99% of the people who knew or heard anything about SDS, but we wanted to make it clear that we were not affiliated with and didn't endorse what the two factions were doing, particularly to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So there was some event that pushed us into SDS, but I don't remember what it was.
Some political event.
Some political event, something obviously related to the war in Vietnam, but I, like I said, I can't remember what it was. So that's how we got involved in SDS.